hope you will join us when the world will be as one. Imagine what a world that would be. That is my dream. That is my dream. Of course, we know the big song coming from one of my favorite singer, who I think sometimes died because of those words. Hey, I want to say big love and good afternoon, good evening, good morning to all of you hanging out with me again. Another beautiful morning on the east side. Well, very early morning on the east coast here. And I know some of you on the other side, it just might be just so cold. I hope you keep warm and this deep freeze would be over in no time, hopefully. Hopefully. Texas, snow, freezing. That is not the kind of weather that we are used to seeing. All right, another chapter, another episode in our intriguing topic, The Other Woman. The Other Woman, the home record, call her who you want or what you may, but I think she's a very important part of the whole relationship. She has a very important part to play. You may not like it. And also, you may not know that because of her, you still have somewhat of a relationship, no matter how rocky it is. A lot of time, that's exactly what it is. All right, let's jump right into it. It's the RS Radio Caribbean Radio Show, and it's Dr. Ev on the dial tonight, on your dial tonight. If you want to chat us, with us, do give us a call, 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. We're in the chat room here and also on crsradio.com chat group and on Caribbean Radio Show chat group right there on Facebook. We tweeted out the show link as well. Just click on the logo and you'll be able to hear the show live. Okay, topic this evening. Can you sue the other woman who you're claiming destroy your marriage or destroy your relationship? Can you sue her? You know what? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. There are a lot of, quite a bit of states that you can do this in. Yeah. Depends on where you live in the United States. I haven't researched this for other countries. I'm sure some of those Middle Eastern countries, this, things are a little bit different, I would suppose, as well. But in the United States, I'll give you a list of the states that this currently is able to do it. Hawaii is one of those, New Mexico, North Carolina, Mississippi, South Dakota, Utah. These are some of the states that you're able to file a lawsuit against someone you believe has wrecked your marriage. Oh my gosh. Yes, you can. You can. You can. You can. But fortunately or unfortunately, a lot of states in the United States is abolish the heart. We call it a heart bomb, BALM lawsuit. I don't know. Bomb lawsuit, the heart. Well, a lot of the other states have, you know, that law is been abolished for a while. Okay, let's get into it. So what is the grounds for suing? This case is there are two types of lawsuit that can be brought, two kinds of cases. These are civil cases. They're civil cases, not criminal. Although there, one of them is called criminal conversation, and the other one is called alienation of affection. Alienation of affection. So there are two grounds in which you can sue the other woman for so-called breaking up your marriage or the home wrecker. Home wrecker. 661-467-2407 if you want to chat with me. Or if you have a comment, just drop it in the chat box right over here. Here we are. Okay, let me explain these cases. Let me try and explain it. I'm no expert. I'm not a lawyer. Just conversation here, so I'm not giving you or giving any legal advice by no way, no how. All right. So let's start off with the criminal conversation. Criminal conversation, and the other one, as I say, is alienation of affection. And depending on where you live, which one of these will be, you know, more suitable for you, depends on the states, which one of them you'll be able to get inside the court and possibly win. Well, of course, there are people who have won it. In either case, the injured spouse, whether it be woman, because the man can sue as well as the woman, they can ask the judge or jury to order the defendant, which would be the home wrecker, be the woman or the man, whoever destroyed the marriage, to pay damages based on loss of consortium. Or the, well, that is usually called the marital affection and relationship. That's usually what it refers to. And in that, they have to prove mental anguish, humiliation. They can prove, you know, these are some of the stuff that they can say they suffered, injured to health and loss of support. Yeah, loss of support, because physical and financial and psychological. So if you have, last night we talked about that woman who was pregnant, and there was another woman, and you know, you can see, well, they didn't meet up, but she was able to find out that the other woman, which is the wife, was pregnant, and the man that she was seeing for over 2 years disappeared. And then she found out, she had to do her research, and then she found out he had another woman, had a wife, and she was really pregnant. So that woman could have sued this other woman, depends on where she lives and her wishes, for health, humiliation, anguish, and the dependency, whether it be the psychological or financial dependency. You see what I'm saying? So this is can happen. So ladies or gentlemen, depends on which state you live in, you have to be kind of careful, right? But it's not necessarily easy to prove, I would think, because you have to, with these cases, you have to actually catch the person in the act, I think. You have to prove that sexual relationship, right? But in the criminal conversation, and I go, as I say, I'm not a lawyer in any way, wanted to be one once some time ago. The criminal conversation is not a criminal case, it's a civil case, and it's brought before the civil court. And the defendant won't go face criminal penalty or jail time. Listen up. You won't have any jail time. It is a case that is presented, and then whatever the outcome is, you know, this is it. You know, you pay or you don't pay, or it's dismissed or whatever it is. The criminal conviction requires the solid proof, and this is what I was talking about, a solid proof that the spouse engaged in sexual relationship with whoever, right? So how do you provide an adult, the adultery, and is usually obtained, you know, nowadays anything can happen. You get a good private investigator who is able to have some photograph and videotape the affair. This is recorded, and you have a solid proof that this happened or this is happening. And of course, there's cases, quite a bit of you know, cases of cheaters, and how these guys go about recording folks. It's not difficult. It's certainly not difficult to do that. So the cases are recorded, and it is presented. You know, you have to present the proof. And based on jury, I think these are jury cases. I'm not sure if they're just judges or jury. Not too sure about that. So once you present the case, and it's a solid case, generally speaking, you know, this criminal conversation, you have to show the following. You are legally married to this person. You have to prove that you're married to them. You have to prove that the spouse and a third party actually had sex. So you can go about, if they're very, because some people would think, you have to sue the person themselves, the person who is involved. You can't sue his business, his, you know, whatever, if he has a company or anything else attached to him. You have to sue the person itself. If this is going on in one of those triptych club or something, you can't, you know, sometimes you try and get everybody involved, or the chain of the whole chain of whatever you can to amass the most money, like a club. You can't do that. You just can't do that. So forget about that. And the sexual intercourse shouldn't be occurring during the marriage. But here is the key. If these people are separated, you know, if there was a legal separation and they went out and do what it is, that won't work. That one won't work, right? So you have to prove that this adulterous relationship or act took place during the marriage. And because of all of that act, you know, that caused separation or the pain and suffering and all of the other things that I mentioned atop. Alienation of affection, that's the other one. Remember I tell you the first one was criminal conversation. This one, that's the alienation of affection. With the alienation of affection, you don't really have to prove that your spouse had any extramarital sex. The core of that is to claim that the third party caused alienation, and that's a good one there. So a lot of times when somebody else is having an affair with somebody, somebody is alienated somehow. And that in that case, maybe that one is easy to prove. I'm not too sure. Although this involves a mistress and a lover, the alienation of affection can be brought against anyone to be responsible for the breakout. So you could, I think in these cases, you can sue a mother, you can sue a friend who would have taken this person away from you, alienate you a little bit, so you're deprived of affection. Anybody, which, believe it or not, sometimes people get so attached to their counselors and their pastors and therapists and, you know, those kind of, you know, really special relationship. They can be sued. They can be sued. Yes, they can be sued. Those folks can be sued for alienation of affection. So sometimes a mother-in-law advising the son, you know, some of those wonderful lady, and get deep down in the relationship, and this causes a lot of people to really get up and go, and a whole lot of pain and suffering. Yeah, they can be sued. So to prove the alienation and affection, here's what you need to do, folks. You and your spouse are sharing a loving marriage, and you have to establish, you have to make a case that, hey, before this person come into the whole relationship or got into it, we were loving and affectionate and hunky-dory, and we were just inseparable. So, but after this person comes in, then that love and affection. So, hey, you have some friends who really break up a lot of, well, I wouldn't say break up. I would say really get involved in a relationship with especially sometime you have a relationship before the marriage. A girl, two girls or a group of girls, and then one get married, and you know when that happens is usually a problem. And vice versa, the men too, because a lot of times the men, they have a relationship that is really strong, you know, the men thing, or a man friend that I know so many men that, oh my gosh, they won't separate from each other. And by time they do get married, it becomes a problem. The spouse gets very, very jealous. And I can imagine every time the friend calls, they're out or they're responding to whatever the needs that friend has, just overlooking, you know, wifey or her hussy or whatever you call her. So the innocent spouse, I mean, have to show all of these damage. And not only that, she has to show, he or she have to show like it's done maliciously, you know, because really some of these people can be evil when they're losing their friends. So, and I think that one would be probably easier, or maybe there is a lot more grounds for that. Not that a lot of people take on this, but I would think there's a lot of grounds for that. The mother-in-laws and, you know, the close family members and the friends, they do have play a real, real big, important part in this person's life, and they're attached to them and or become attached to them, and it's very, very difficult for them to undo the relationship. Because that relationship really means something to them as well as the relationship, or the marital relationship. All right, 661-467-2407, the number to call in. Just drop us some chat in the chat box. I see some chatting and laughing. over there in the chat box. But you can give me a call, 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. Unfortunately, I don't have the show scheduled at specific times yet, but we have them in the archives. You're able to listen to all of those. Google Play, podcasting as them, Apple, as well as TuneIn, as well as right here on CaribbeanRadioShow.com, CRSRadio.com, posted them on the Facebook, CRSRadio.com group page, and CaribbeanRadioShow.com group page as well, right there on Facebook. And also we tweet that out, iRegaShow. All about the place. So if you put them, if you put in a search word, CRS Radio Caribbean Radio Show, you'll be able to find us. All right. So when we think about somebody else in another relationship, in a relationship where this relationship is interrupted, and affection, the affection, the change of the moods or the distraction by somebody else. Yes, you can definitely get compensated. I was reading of a case where a husband sued his wife's lover. And they had met on some dating site or something like that, and he claimed that I think I know which one, you know, that famous girl name whatever that website is, but it's a girl's name, I don't want to say it. They had an affair. It says they had a 13-year marriage, and his wife was introduced to this site where she later got involved with somebody there, and things didn't go too well. I think I was reading another case where someone had $9 million. They were able to get a $9 million settlement for somebody else intruded in the marriage. But on the other note, you know, I understand in one way, but I really, really cannot understand in another way. If somebody is married, and I all of my shows, I'm coming up with the same question. If somebody is married, a good percentage of the time, the other party, the third party, be it woman or man, did not know the person was married, or even if they were new. Is it their moral obligation to remind the party involved in the oath of death doors part or whatever they committed to remind them that they're married? Whose responsibility is it? It's like you have a piece of property. This property is in generation for generation, or it's your property. And somebody comes and say, hey, I'll give you $10 for that piece of property. And you say, hell no. No, it's not for sale. But you have probably Mr. Walmart come by, want to put his big store, a property house, say you're $2 million. Wouldn't that be a consideration? That would be a possible consideration, right? So it tells me you have the right time, the right place, the right price. Price could mean anything. Everything is for sale. Everything has a price. Everything has a price, including a relationship. This piece of land was given down, handed down from generation to generation. But here, it is in your hand right now. So somebody is giving you something for it that is way out of the attachment from the family, the emotional attachment to the family from generation to the generation. You start to look at it and say, hey, you know what? I know the sentiment of this generation, but there is no way that I can get $2 million on a sentiment. This is so much better. You know, this weighs so much better. And think about what I can do with $2 million. I can give the three people who are left in the family who are here to this property a good nice $500,000, because maybe they're not even living so well themselves. And that the property itself would not give them the kind of a value and the quality of life in their life. It is the same thing. You're married to someone, and unfortunately, you made a promise to God and the partners and the foreman that you will love, cherish, and all of the other good things that comes into this paperwork. You're breaking the deal. Somebody has come along. He has a little jalopy and all of that kind of stuff, and he ain't doing too well financially. The house broken, car broken, and you know, property is not real estate number one. But somebody comes along and say, hey, you know, I like you, you know, I mean, you know, you're married, but I'm going to throw my cards on the table. Hey, I can offer you this, I can offer you that, I can offer you that, I can make your life comfortable, I can love you, I can give you the children, I can give you a brand new car, I can even give you that airplane. Isn't that, although, listen to me folks, I am not saying that there are times, and I know that some people will skew towards, hey, you know, I don't care what, whatever, but if that was the case, we wouldn't have any divorce. We wouldn't have any divorce, right? So everything is up for grab. Everything is up for grab. So if I come up to your wife or your husband and I say, hey, I like you, here is what I have to offer. I know you're getting this already, and whatever your circumstances. As a matter of fact, I'm not caring about your circumstances. I see you and I like you and I'm focused on you. Here is what I have to offer. Is it good enough to change your mind from your present situation? Is it good enough? You know, are you willing to take this? Are you willing to sell? You know, and that's what this is all about. You have relationships you have for how many years? Things aren't ever good in the first place, a lot of the times. Somebody comes up emotionally at home. It is traumatic. It is painful. Just society and the vows are keeping together. But you're dying inside. You're doing every single thing, not to really keel over or go crazy. And some of us do go crazy in these relationships under the suffering of all kind of abuse and neglect and wanting and all of those stuff, you know, make you wonder and look into your life and very regretful. Some of us takes a hell of a long time to get over it. We shame, we feel humiliated. We're not empowered enough that we're going to walk out. Because family, religion, the children, et cetera, all of those things that bugs somebody down into a relationship for the only one life they get to live here. But it has to be a sacrifice of torture before maybe one day they get up and run away when they say the children are grown and they flew the coop or somebody get hurt or something like that. The judge have to give some kind of a protection of one or the other because it's so miserable. So you're saying to me that if somebody in their right mind, who was in their right mind before in signing these, ladies and gentlemen, taking these oaths, know what they did, how they felt about this person. And then somebody else from around the corner came around and made them an offer, be it emotional or otherwise, whatever it is that they are needing. Because when you go out and accept somebody else into your relationship, there is a need, whether it's physical, emotional, financial, whatever it is, or just damn greed. For a lot of us, we just want everything. Everything we see, we want. But what am I saying? Why should that other person be a responsible party when that person of sound mind is making a decision to go where they are feeling needy, to or to go towards things that they are lacking? Why should the other party who is providing this, filling this vacuum, be responsible for their action? Mark you, you're talking about an adult who is not being held against his or her will. And that is going to be the show. You're going to hear me just rip it this left every single time, because I cannot understand why the other party. Now, if the other party grab your wife or your husband and take her away and lock her down and tie her up and take her to another country or kidnap her, no, that's a whole different thing. That is somebody taking you against your will. But when somebody go out, see another man out there, know that they're married, or a woman see another man, know they're married, and go and want what they have, either the sexual or the money wall or whatever it is, and pull out of them relationship, sneak, because them know them have to be hiding. They're sneaking and hiding and doing all of these things. And you're going to tell me the person who they're doing with is going to supposed to be responsible for their action? Now, what I think would be a better thing to do, and I guess this is what divorce is all about, separate apart from divorce, this is the injured party, which it would be the woman or the man in this case, that is cheating elsewhere. They should, I'm not talking about divorce now, there should be the one who sued that party. I'm cheating on my husband. I should be able to sue my husband. Not talking about the divorce separately. I'll be able to sue him and say, hey, you know you're married, but you still went out with this one. I should not hold the other person. No part of it. No part of that case the other person is supposed to be responsible for. I don't know how you feel about that, but I have a problem, a big, big problem. This is not an invalid. This is not somebody who is crazy, who don't have a sound mind. This is somebody who actively, most of the time, actively, they especially the man, they are the one who sometimes chase these women down day after day after day. And you're telling me that I, who eventually give in, and especially if he lied, I supposed to be responsible for his action or her action? Nah, I don't think so. It's not fair. It is not really fair. And I'm saying it's not even fair, even at the point where the person knows the other person is married. Even at that place. The only thing that I said, we had a show the other day, and we have our friend from London who was co-hosting with us. And we had this really beautiful conversation. People have to be responsible for their own action. Everybody is for sale. Everything is for sale for the right price. And you knowingly went out of your way because this is a lot of going out of the way. You have to plan, sneak, hide. And God knows the amount of emotions that go through. It's not just a normal thing. And you who know that you are in another situation, you, as a matter of fact, and I don't know if there is another cases like this where, like the other woman, should be able to sue the husband, the man who is married, for these pain and suffering. I think that is how that is supposed to. This criminal conversation or alienation of affection, it is supposed to be the woman or the man who, the unmarried person, sue this other person, especially if he did not divulge that he or she was married and already taken and being a lie. And then can you imagine the humiliation, the heartbreak and everything? I think that person should be able to sue the other person. That makes sense. But the other way doesn't make sense. And I really need to take a look at that, do some research and find out if there are cases like that. On what grounds I'd be able to sue a married man who I didn't know he was married and who led me on, stroked my emotion, and then afterwards I learned that he is married, and then all my entire world just kind of blow up, and a lot of women are in that situation. I think more women are in that. I think it's probably not as common for a woman to pretend or lie that she's not married. But, of course, we know the men do it a lot. Sorry, guys. CRS Radio Caribbean Radio Show. We got about a couple of minutes to go on the show. Join us later on tomorrow. Not sure exactly what time, but we'll be doing these series. We're kind of getting them, archiving them together, putting them in one place so you'll be able to listen to them, all different topics. Well, if you have a topic that you'd like me to cover, just drop me a line, CaribbeanRadioShow@gmail.com. That's CaribbeanRadioShow@gmail.com. And if you'd like to be a guest also, just drop me a line, CaribbeanRadioShow@gmail.com. We'll be presenting as many guests as we can, because I want to hear another side of the story. I don't think we'll ever get rid of this, because sometimes I want to think this is an unnatural state of existence for human men. Maybe, possibly, yeah, giving the guys a little edge, especially for the men. Especially for the men. I know you'd like to hear that. That this is really unnatural. Not, listen, guys, that not doesn't mean that I'm advocating for that. Or if I did have a husband, I would not want him to come home to me alone, right? That's not what I'm saying. I'm not advocating for anything. Well, I wouldn't say be the devil's advocate, because we blame too much things on the devil. I'm just giving you another side of reality. And hopefully, in doing so, we are able to change culturally. So we won't have much pain, because I think this kind of existence causes us a lot of pain and suffering. It will bring stability. It would make a man know, if it works perfectly, whose his child is, and it does help in a lot of ways. So you know who you are, and so the family tree gets stronger. It depends way if you get mated with somebody's way out of your immediate family tree. So all of that is important. But I think on another side, it's not working. It doesn't work. And I think if we work out different arrangements, maybe we can find different way of existing, that it our lives could be more comfortable. People are married and they're watching their man the same way, like a hawk. You search their pocket, you search their phone. Now it's even worse. Once upon a time, you had one phone in the house, you had one car for most family. Now everybody has their car. No, everybody has that phone, which is off limit. I mean, some people, you just search their email, you watch them on the computer, you're watching them on the phone. That is a hard life. You look and smell if there is a different smell coming home. For some women, is hell. For some men, is hell. It's a constant detective thing. How can anyone live like that? You know? But maybe if we do something else where we have open marriages, I mean, it has limits to it, of course, you know. You still have limits because you want to know what is what's going on, and it's not necessarily a free-for-all. I don't have the answer. I really don't have the answer. But probably what we have now, I don't think works very well. It certainly worked for some people. But those even people that survive 60 and 70 years, they will tell you that so many times they never thought they would have made it to this far. And it was hell. Relationships are hell. Living together with another human being is hell. Some people get lucky that they're able to really find somebody that makes it work, really work. But not all of us are that lucky. Not all of us are lucky. Hey, I want to thank you once more for hanging out with me and making this another program of excitement. I find these exciting. It's just kind of looking at different aspects of life and what we can do to make life a better and more enjoyable on this planet for the short life that we have here. I want to thank you so much for hanging out with me. Yes.